Now, Dave, we'd better finish with our kitchen science experiment, which is you melted some ice cubes in a glass to, we asked, will the glass overflow if it's full already and the ice is floating at the top? What are you finding?
So the two glasses, the one where the ice was getting down to the bottom of the glass seems to have overflowed really quite well, and there's a great big puddle of water on the corner of the tray. And this is kind of what you'd expect. If the ice is being supported by itself, then there's more ice in the pot than can fit in the pot in the glass, and so eventually at some point it's got to overflow as the ice melts and levels out, and that's what you'd expect. So this is a bit like melting ice which is standing on the ground. So this is like melting ice on Antarctica or Greenland. The other ice was floating on the top of the glass, and as far as I can tell, there's been a little bit of water running down the sides of the glass, but I think that's mostly condensation. But the water is still sitting pretty much where it was before, essentially because the ice was floating and therefore was displacing exactly the same amount of water as its own weight. So as it melts, it fills exactly the same hole and nothing changes at all, and it will sit there for as long as you like. So melting ice when it's floating on water has almost no effect on sea level.
So if the North Pole melted, then there wouldn't be a consequence for sea level because it would already be floating and therefore pushing that much water out of the way already.
Yeah, the only minor effect would be if that meant that the rest of the sea got slightly warmer, and as when water gets above 4 degrees centigrade, it does expand as it heats up. So that would be the only effect, but actually the ice melting wouldn't have an effect at all.
Well, that is almost it for this week, but there's just time now to squeeze in our question of the week as Hannah scratches her head to wonder how brain cells got inside there in the first place.